is maybe with wooded area there's a ravine. See, you're in wooded area. We don't have anything close by here.
You were talking about hilly country. Have you ever heard people use any other word besides hill to describe that kind of, you know, elevation in the land?
Hill or mountains, canyons, no, that's between the mountains. That's the only thing I know.
Rolling.
Yeah.
Well, what about that round thing that you turned over the door? What do you call that?
Doorknob.
Doormat?
The
knob. A knob?
Ever heard anybody call a hill a knob?
Yes. Yeah, that's a pronounced place, a knob.
Mm. You mean a place that really...
Really been caused by erosion.
I see.
Isn't that place Knob Hill?
Well, that's the name of a place, yeah. But I think it's something like that you mentioned. It had been caused by erosion. I may be wrong, but then that's what I would... There's a knob on that hill over there. What else could it be? It has to be a knob to be caused by erosion. Mm-hmm. Comment, don't you think?
Well, since you're talking about that, say if you were up in the mountains, a place in the mountains that drops off very sharply.
Cliff.
You call that a cliff.
Yeah.
I see. Well, could you, say if you were in a low place in the mountains,
yeah,
maybe where a road goes across, what would you call that part of the mountain?
Not a canyon. You don't.
No. Valley?
Do you ever call it a valley?
Down in the valley, below
the But it had to be quite a stretch, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, quite a big area, wouldn't it?
Well, what about, have you ever heard the term gap used?
Yes.
A what?
Gap.
Yeah. Yes, that's a small. That's caused by erosion.
Kind of an opening.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard people use the word notch to describe anything having to do with mountains?
No, I don't know that. N-O-T-C-H, notch? No, I don't know.
Well, say if you were in a place in the mountains where
waterfall.
I've never heard anybody call it a pour over, have you?
A what?
A pour over?
No. That's a neighborhood expression, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to check.
Yeah.
Does Galveston County have a pretty good road system throughout?
Yes. Matter of fact, all of Texas has, I think.
What are most of the roads constructed of as far as the surface goes?
All right, they're using caliche now as a base, and also...
What is that? I'm not familiar.
That is a yellow soil. Has, when it's wet, it causes a very good foundation.
It is, and that's West Texas caliche.
Yes, it's quite common. Not in this country. It's imported in this area. See, I'm going by West Texas, but it's brought in now.
Yeah.
And then concrete and, what do you call this? Asphalt.
This road here is asphalt.
Yeah. But with a mud shell base, in other words.
Well, say if you were riding along out in the country somewhere, you might come to a little road that goes off the main road.
Yeah.
What would you call a road like that?
Cut off.
Dirt road.
Just old dirt road?
Dirt road.
Yeah, a cut off. If you can say you're going up to someplace and they've got a little road that goes in and you get it there at a shorter length of time, you just call it a little cut off. A little dirt road. If you're on the main road, they just cut off into the dirt road.